And joining us right now is Kathy Garver. She's been on many times with us. You all know her and love her as Sissy on Family Affair, but she's done so many more things. We're going to talk to her about that. But, of course, Family Affair is now available, and you are directly involved in these. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing for the Family Affair DVDs.
Well, I thought it was just a crime that the Family Affair DVDs weren't out when so many of the other wonderful shows were. So I went and I talked to the person that had the rights and my wonderful friend Carl Amari, who has Falcon Pictures, and that just brought out The Word of Promise that we can talk about a little bit later too, which is the King James Version of the Bible on audio. And so we made a deal with MPI, and voila, here we have our DVDs. The season 1, 2, 3 has come out to wonderful acclaim, review, and sales. And now we have season 4 that just came out October the 30th.
Now tell us a little bit about, most people out there listening probably know Family Affair. Season 4, was there anything particular that happened that year for any of the characters that we should know about?
Well, we were all growing up, and we decided to, there was Buffy, Jody, me, Sissy, of course, Mr. French, and Uncle Bill. And on this season 4, we decided that we would go to Tahiti. And we built Tahiti on the back lot, put down some water, and it was lots of fun. We got out of New York.
So, there you go. You got out of New York to a different lot somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. And then season 4 has two wonderful bonus features. I assembled a cast and panel of former child stars. So we have Jerry Mathers, that had appeared on Family Affair. We have Jerry Mathers from Leave It to Beaver and Veronica Cartwright, that was most well known for The Birds and
Lost in Space, right?
No, that was her sister Angela.
Oh,
Angela,
okay.
Cartwright was in Lost in Space and the Danny Donna Show, and this is her big sister Veronica.
Okay.
And Pamela Ferdin, that was most well known for Charlie Brown, and Kim Carrath from The Sound of Music, but they all had parts on Family Affair. Veronica, obviously, Veronica and Jerry were my friends, and Kim and Pam were Anissa and Johnny's, Buffy and Jody's friends. And then we also had John Stevens, who was one of the producers on the show. So it you know, just chugs right along, and it's very interesting, I think. And then Johnny Whitaker does an interview about his reminiscence from Family Affair.
So Johnny's still around doing well?
I think he's doing better.
Yeah.
He's a drug counselor now, so.
Well, he certainly has a background for that.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
True hand experience.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, yeah.
Unfortunately, Brian Keith and the gentleman who played Mr. Cabot, they're gone.
Mr. French, Sebastian Cabot,
right,
and Brian have passed away. And I'm very happy to say that Brian is getting a star on the Walk of Fame in June 26th. One of the reasons I'm in Los Angeles is because I'm going to the installation of the Munchkin Star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame from The Wizard of Oz. There are 7 Munchkins left of the original Munchkins, and they're getting a star right in front of the Grauman's Chinese Theater. They're showing a special Wizard of Oz screening tonight. Across the street in front of the El Capitan, that's owned by Disney now, Brian Keith is going to get his star. So that's I'm really happy about that.
Well, I assume you'll be there for that and his family.
Absolutely. I'm going to speak some, and his wife, Veronica Keith, will be there, and his former wife, Judy, will be there as well. And it's going to be a lovely family affair. And since it's Disney, the El Capitan, we're going to see if they can play the Parent Trap and do a special screening of that.
That would be cool. You know,
you
mentioned the Munchkins. Why would you be going to that? What's your connection to that?
Well, it's just because there is a fellow named Ted Balthaus who has the Hollywood Cinema Theater outside of Chicago. And this is a really cool place. It has like 6, it's a multiplex with six different little theaters. They're all decorated like there's the Egyptian theater, the Grauman's Chinese, and right down the middle is Hollywood Lane. Anyway, he set up a petition for the Munchkins. He has people appearing there to sign autographs when they showed the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So they were showing Wizard of Oz, and the Munchkins appeared. And then we had a special screening of Family Affair, and we put it up on the big screen, which is really kind of cool, and I signed autographs. Anyway, we became good friends. And also, my friend Robert Noodleman, who has the Hollywood Heritage Museum, is setting up the screening. So it's all nepotism, Mark.
I guess so, yeah. We actually had a few of the Munchkins in our studio here because there was a big book that came out of the Munchkins. One of them wrote. And it was really exciting for me because I love that movie. I've seen it so many times, and I just love that film. And to see these people, still around and doing okay, it's kind of cool.
Oh, it's wonderful. Everyone loves that. And they're really vital and fun. I have my ruby red slippers that I'm going to wear tonight that I bought at an auction of my friend Barry Barsamian, who has the original Judy Garland outfit that they had, but then they didn't use.
Wow.
So it's really going to, I think it's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the Wizard of Oz had so many great stories. I remember I spent over an hour I'm having a terrible time with my memory. He played Jed Clampett and
Buddy Ebsen.
Yes, I had a long interview with Buddy on the air here about his experience with Wizard of Oz and the paint and the reaction to it that he had when he was the Tin Woodsman. It was a really fascinating interview.
Yes, and you know, some of his scenes are still in there before they replaced him because he was allergic to that silver paint, and they used a song that he had sung, and he wanted to sue them because he wasn't getting credit, but he did not win that suit. But
no, he's claimed it right till the end, because I know we talked to him, and he said, that's him, and he identified different voices in the tape, in the original that they put out, but he never got the proper credit for it.
That's right. Yeah, no, it was definitely him.
Yeah.
But the Munchkins have really created a little sensation here. You know, the writer's strike is still going on,
right,
and they were picketing in front of NBC on Friday. And so the Munchkins were there, and then John Edwards came down. And so all the press was around John Edwards, and then you saw him moving, and then he was with all the little Munchkins. He says, there are some hands I want to shake. He shook up all the proceedings.
That's funny. Now,
yeah.
You're talking about voices. You have made a living out of yours. You've done so many things. Tell us a little bit about how you got into that. I know you've done voices that have been heard on, like, Apollo 13 and Ransom and Backdraft and Jingle All the Way and a lot of kids' stuff, too. How'd you get into that?
Well, I went to college, and I majored in speech and diction at UCLA and got my master's in theater arts, and I was with an agency in Los Angeles, the Don Schwartz Agency, for commercials. And they sent me on this interview to do a voice for Tuna Fish. And they said, I don't know what the line was, like, oh, I know, Charlie Tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, do it a different way. A different way? Oh, I know Charlie Tuna.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really horrible. And so I said, oh, gee, I think I should take some lessons. So anyway, I took some lessons and just became more adept at what I should do. I teach now voiceover.
Uh-huh.
And also, I had mentioned that we had the audio Bible that Carl Amari had done in Thomas Nelson. And that also just came out October 1st with a fabulous cast. Michael York and Dustin Hoffman and Marissa Tomei, and just beautifully rendered with music and sound effects. And, of course, there aren't as many women as men.
No.
That's usually true in the kind of roles they're here, but I played a slave girl like I did in the Ten Commandments.
But this is that's called Word of Promise, correct?
Yes, Word of Promise. And it's just it's a beautiful audio Bible. Nice Christmas present, too, for people. I also have, speaking of voiceover and audio tapes, I did a whole series of Beatrix Potter Mother Goose tapes, that we now are putting on CD and will be downloadable, and I'm getting the website for them just right away.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're classics. They endure.
Now, of course, folks, if you want to check out what Kathy's doing, you can anytime go to KathyGarver.com and get the whole stuff that what's going on with your life. Because, you know, we all remember you as Sissy. I mean, you'll always be Sissy. It doesn't matter if you're 90 years old, you'll be Sissy. But you've done so many other things.
I'm a sister to everyone, Mark.
What's that?
I'm a sister to everyone.
You are. Well, you know, you still sound like you did then.
Well, thanks. And I still look like that, too.
Yes. We're all aging like that. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes. We all have pictures in the closet.
Yeah. But it's interesting. I mean, when you grow up on TV and then people see you, they do expect to see the kid on TV. They don't expect to see grown-up Kathy.
That's right.
Which is weird because what do they think? You're suspended animation? You know, I remember talking to Jerry Mathers about that. And, you know, they always wanted to see the little beaver. They don't want to see Jerry Mathers, the adult guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, it is difficult because I was in a restaurant, a classic restaurant, Pig and Whistle in Hollywood last night, and I looked over and I saw this person at the table, and I thought, I wonder if that's George, this producer that I knew. And I said, well, no, I'm thinking that, I mean, George must be 80 now, and this guy was maybe 50, and I'm thinking in my head, well, and I hadn't seen him in a while. And I said, well, no, it's true. People think that the last time they saw you is what you're going to look like.
Yeah.
And I had an advantage because I was already grown when I did Family Affair. So I think, obviously, I look more like myself than like Johnny Whitaker, who is a little boy and now is this great big rotund guy.
Yeah, but he does resemble. He still resembles what he did when he was a kid, though.
Yes, and as he got older, he kind of looked like Brian Keith. Which was kind of eerie.
Yeah, well, that was his little dad there, so you never know. You start looking like a dad even on TV.
That's right.
You know? So now, if folks want to get the Family Affair Season 1, 2, 3, or 4, where would they get it?
They can either go to my website, which is KathyGarver.com. They can go to MPI Home Video, which is the homevideo.com, which is a company that put them out. Or they can go on Amazon.com. They can go, those are the three, I think, best outlets. Or if they want to actually physically go someplace, they can go to the bookstores, to Borders or Best Buy.
Now, do you make more money if they go to KathyGarver.com and buy it there?
Well, sure.
Well, then that's where they should go then. They should go to KathyGarver.com and buy it there. Now, you don't autograph these things, do you?
I do.
You do?
I do. I take off the little plastic, and then I take out the cover, and I sign who it is, and put the cover back in, and there we go.
See, that's what people should do then. I mean, I have one here, and there's no autograph on it, so what good is it? I can't tell
you. Well,
people...
send me the cover, Mark, and I'll autograph it for you and send it back.
Well, I just think it's, you know, people should do that. If they're gonna order it, why order it from Amazon.com and get a copy with nothing on it? Get a personalized version from KathyGarver.com. It sounds to me like it makes a lot of sense. What's the cost of the sets?
$40. They're $39.99 plus shipping and handling, yeah. And that includes the autograph.
And how many DVDs are in each one, do you know?
Five.
Okay, so these are big sets. Yeah. There's a whole season.
It's five DVDs. There are 120 shows.
Wow.
And each one has about 30 on it.
Hmm. So. Now, how many seasons did Family Affair do? Five?
Uh-huh.
So you got one more coming out then.
Yes, and for the fifth season, it will be out in February. And I did it really kind of, I think, of an interesting bonus feature for that one, where I take a tour of CBS Studio Centers, where we actually filmed. So we go on to stage 10 where we, I told you when they did the remake of Family Affair, that did not last long with Tim Curry.
Right.
They only did about 8 episodes. And guess where they shot it?
Same place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And on the very same stage, the ghost of Family Affair past has come to haunt you. And to make them get canceled.
it wasn't very good. You can't, you know, something when there's a classic like Family Affair was, it's very hard to replicate it, and you really can't.
No, you can't. People become too used to the characters. They love the characters, and You know, it just... See, when there's sequels, those work. Like when Jerry Mathers, as you mentioned, did another Beaver, and then
yeah,
he was
still the Beaver.
Grown up, and
yeah,
then
yeah.
Still the Beaver, yeah. And another, because he was still the Beaver.
Right.
And people related. They like to know, oh, where's my friend from high school? Or where's, you know, there's a bond, and they like to know what happens mm-hmm. to these people.
Now you,
but
I know
not
you
when
were,
they're replaced.
you were a consultant on that show. Were you on the show, too, on Family Affair, the new one?
Uh-huh. I played this woman who tried to pick up Tim Curry.
Oh, I see. Okay. But see, it would have been nice if they had you as, you know, like a bigger character there, or someone that was related to the family, you know?
Yes, and that I think would have helped, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that, though. That's why it's not on the air. See, they didn't use Kathy Garver the correct way.
That's exactly right.
You know? You can't abuse the sissy. You can't do that, you know?
No way. No how. No, she'll come back and cancel you.
That's right. And they did. That's the follow-through.
Yes.
Now,
right.
Kathy Garver is at kathygarver.com. And again, you can get season 1, 2, 3, or 4, or all of them. And you can get them autographed. All you got to do is just click on there and order it. And Kathy will take care of the rest. It's always a pleasure talking to you. I enjoy talking to you. And sometimes we IM each other and say hello. It's always good to talk to you, Kathy. Have
Thank
a wonderful,
you, Mike.
Have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Holiday.
You too.
Take care.
Thanks.